It's an old pagan god that you can serve and make money and use that money and spend it for all these old idols and things to satisfy your pagan god. It's called Baal. Many other designations. But the Lord says here, when a woman wears jewels and goes after gaudy clothing and a whoring after the heathen and their ways and their idols and paints their eyes and decks themselves with ornaments, God says they're adulterous. They're doing it to attract men. And that's adultery. And it's also spiritual adultery by the alienation of your affections from Jesus Christ or God. Now, here's what will happen to you. The righteous men shall judge them after the manner of adulteresses and after the manner of women that shed blood. Because they are adulteresses and blood is in their hands. And I'll send a company upon them. And they'll stone them with stones and dispatch them with swords. You think God ain't going to clean up on these Jezebels in these churches today? Here's what God said their judgment would be. I'll send men upon them. The righteous men's going to judge who they are. Righteous men of God will judge them as Jezebels and harlots. And then I'll send a company upon them. That's going to be these Antichrist surrogates. And they'll stone them with stones and swords, and they'll slay their sons and their daughters and burn up their houses with fire, and I'll cause lewdness to cease out of the land that all women may be taught not to do after your lewdness. Much old stupid church women claiming to be Christians, claiming to have the Holy Ghost, claiming to be Christ-like, going around dressed up like an old pagan god, like a heathen, whoring after the heathen's ways. God, Jeremiah spoke of the same. All the prophets spoke the very same message, and these old dumb preachers can't find it. Well, it's funny, I can find it. You know, the Holy Ghost will lead you to it. The fourth chapter of Jeremiah. He writes to this daughter of Israel that has conformed to these pagan abominations. He's rebuking them for the alienation of their affections. First he says, verse 22 in Jeremiah 4, my people are foolish. They've not known me. They're sottish children. They have no understanding. They're wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. In verse 30 he asked him, he said, when you're spoiled, what will you do? When I send this company of men upon you, it's going to judge you old Jezebels. He said, what are you going to do? Though thou clothe yourself with crimson, put on your gaudy clothes. See if they'll have any respect for you. You'll clothe yourself with crimson. You'll deck yourself with ornaments of gold. You'll rinse thy face with painting. You'll put paint all over it. Look like Jezebel, like a harlot. In vain you'll make yourself fair. Your lovers will despise thee. They will seek your life. God's sending men that ain't going to pay no attention to all this paint and makeup and gaudiness. He's stirring up men and putting the Antichrist spirit in them. That's going to kill these sorry women in the church today. And their old husbands along with them, of course. But then out of the midst of all this, Jeremiah 4, 31, he hears that holy remnant, another daughter. A daughter won't paint up among the people of God. This is symbolic. I've heard the voices of a woman in travail, the anguish of her that bringeth forth her first child, the voice of the daughter of Zion that bewaileth herself, that spreadeth her hands, saying, woe is me now, for my soul is wearied because of murderers. See, the virgin daughter that was living holy is going to have to go through the midst of all of this judgment of these Jezebels and these Balaams that teach women to commit fornication, eat things sacrificed to idols, and paint up and doll up like a harlot. God's going to judge the whole mess and kill them. He's going to dispatch these Antichrist surrogates upon them that's filled with hatred. They're going to try to vamp them. But God says, you're not going to vamp them, ladies. They're going to hate you. They're going to despise you. And they're going to kill you. They know you're a treacherous little peacock. These old gals in the church, they want the best of both worlds, see? They're trying to hold a Jesus with one hand and old mammon of the world with the other hand. And the world knows they're treacherous, and God knows they're treacherous, and the world's not going to love them, and God don't love them either. God's jealousy is stirred up against them, and his fire and his anger is going to burn against them. There's a fellow here in the Bible that had that same old righteous indignation and jealousy over the same thing. In Numbers 25, the people abode in Shittim, and they began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab, and they called the people, it was the young people, the young squirts, they called them to the sacrifices of their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods. And Israel joined himself to Baal Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. God's jealousy burned against them. Listen, God gets jealous. He's going to retaliate. In other words, he's going to punish you severely. The Lord said to Moses, take all the heads of the people. That's these young teenagers that went out and committed these acts of idolatry and fornication. He said, you take these young people, hang them, cut off their heads, and hang them up before the Lord. You tell me the Lord don't like blood? You walk over the blood of his son. He'll give you more blood than you ever seen. These old dumb Christians today, these charismatic types, walking over the blood of Jesus. They're walking, they're trampling it and crucifying Jesus afresh with their abominations. That's what happened in the church here. And God said, cut off their heads and hang them up and turn away the fierce anger of the Lord, or I'll kill the last one of you. You know, a real man of God's got to agree with this. These little old hireling preachers today, all they want to speak about is smooth things and sweet things and love. And it just drools and drips. What they think about love is having a life of ease. They don't want to work. They want plenty of money. They want a good car and a nice house to live in, a lot of prestige and honor. They shouldn't. They don't deserve none of it. But that's what they get. And they're cute little fellas. You never seen anything cut such a swathing, swashbuckling path at Arca. Boy, we get them saved. They don't get them saved. They make them twofold more the child of judgment and hell than they are. It's not salvation. It's another Jesus. Back to the text. I didn't get to that next verse in verse 4 of 2 Corinthians 11. If he that cometh preacheth another Jesus that we haven't preached, or if you accept another gospel that you've not accepted, or you receive another spirit that you didn't receive, you might well bear with him, for he's a false apostle. He's a deceitful worker. He's transformed into the ministers of Christ. God have mercy sakes. What a mess people's getting today. And it's an antichrist spirit. It's religious, but it will not conform to the holiness of God. It is a hybrid Christian. It's sprouted off somewhere, but it's not the main branch. It's a hybrid. God don't accept hybrid Christians. You got to be of that holy seed. Totally, completely. From root up, stalk, fruit, and everything. Got to be from the holy seed of God's word completely. Any man of God that don't conform and concede that the judgments of God are right, he is a phony. I don't give a hoot who he is. He's a phony. Here the people join themselves to this idolatrous tribe of Moab, the young people. They got with their other young people. They mixed them up. A real man of God is a separator, ladies and gentlemen. He'll separate the young people, the mothers and dads, from the carnal Christians. How can a sanctified person walk with an unsanctified person? Can't do it. You'll be just as unsanctified in a few days as they are. Now, you might be married to one or something like that, and you can't get away from it. But I'll tell you one thing. You're going to do more praying than the average Christian, or you'll still flunk out and conform. It's going to take more grace and more prayer. God said, separate them. Moses, any prophet of God is a separator. So they slew these young people and hung their heads up by the hair. 24,900 of them out there. Teenagers hung their heads up there so God would turn his wrath away. His jealousy was provoked. Bunch of dumb preachers today ruining God's people and the church and everything else. Anyway, they had a young man in there that was jealous, like Elijah, like Paul, with godly jealousy. And verse 4 says, while the children of Israel, those holy people, were weeping before the tabernacle, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianitish woman. Here was a little old harlot. They led right in camp past the prayer meeting where Moses and the people of God were praying and weeping and repenting for this terrible sin and for the judgment that had killed their children.